In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in our public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I wanted to come to this area because, as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area, and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%. And on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B-linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510%, and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward, now you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. Hyderabad.
I'm from India. I'm
from India.
Where in India?
Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here.
No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh, obviously Motherland India.
Obviously Motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah. I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
You know, in looking into some of these companies, I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find? This one is Tech Bits on the LCA. We've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at TechBits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm holding in my hands
two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlchemistStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlchemistStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, good morning. Oh, I love this song. I hope you guys are doing well this morning. Some people might be on their commute, might be drinking a little cup of coffee, but we love to have the privilege to be with you guys here as we start the deep dive.
Yes. And explain to them again really quick.
So there might be new people. The whole point of the deep dive and why I brought this to the American Journal, we were doing it on our own show on Gray Area, but it was right. Really, this is an information war everywhere. Everything is about propaganda. A lot of people just read headlines and don't understand the specifics around situations. The whole ethos is just to make sure that people understand that situations can have nuances to them. And often a lot of the things and a lot of the mistakes that we make here in society and in America come from a historical context where we could have prevented things. Okay, so the whole point of this deep dive is to give you guys information. That way you know what to look for the next time a situation happens.
About to break down and explain propaganda to the audience.
I really did save this for the end. I spent 2 days on this deep dive. Right. And I spent a lot of hours just making sure that I was compiling it in a way that wasn't skewing you one way or another. Now, people are going to hate what I have to say today, or they're going to love what I have to say today. To me, it doesn't matter. This is the truth. And you can take the medicine, you can reject the medicine, but this is the reality on the ground. And so what I'm going to do here before we even start.
I'm excited.
I'm going to do something on purpose. And somewhere in this deep dive, I slipped in a wrong fact. Okay. And it's not to scam you. It's to prove how easy it is to let something look. It's to understand how easy to let something through that looks clean, sounds confident. It fits the whole narrative, but the story is not actually
a little trick here.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able, you might be able to tell if I'm lying. I may not be lying about a certain thing, but that fact will be in my deep dive. And I'll halfway through expose it.
Comment under the show what you think it is before it's over. Okay. That'll be a fun thing to do.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about misinformation. And the modern lie is not always fake information. A lot of the time, it's real information presented in a way that quietly pushes you towards the wrong conclusion. And so that's what this video is about. It's not about fake headlines. It's not about fringe rumors. You know, the system that bends reality before it reaches you, okay? And it bends it in layers, first through institutions, through feeds, through personalities. Right, all of these things culminate together. And so by the time it reaches the audience or the person that's watching a piece of content, a lot of people are not really looking at reality anymore.
Sure.
Okay, they're looking at a version that was selected, it was framed in a nice little box.
It's a curated echo chamber.
Yes, and then it was emotionally packaged to them. Right. And that's typically how a lot. And so to understand how that works, we need to start with what propaganda used to look like, and this is the historical context. So let's pull up that image number one of this World War II propaganda poster. And we're just going to kind of see like what it used to be like for these people. You see this?
I've got that in my home.
Really?
I've got that in my home. That used to hang on the wall here, did it not, crew? Mm-hmm. The crew knows I'm absolutely 100%
Yeah, and propaganda is not new. Governments always used to try to shape public opinion. And so the older version was easier to spot because it was more centralized. It came from governments. It came from war offices, major broadcasters, newspapers, posters, radios, you name it, right? And so it looked official, sounded right. official, and it even manipulated people. And the chain between power and message was shorter and easier to trace.
Well, think about it for a second. Let's go back to that image, okay? Political cartoons are like one of the oldest forms of political speech. I mean, it goes back to ancient times. They were doing stuff. I mean, the Egyptians, you name it. But we think about this now. Doesn't this remind you of like an AI video or something like that? That was this generation's version of what we have today. And this was extremely effective at shaping people's minds.
No, you're right. And this is what changed. I mean, the goal didn't change, but what actually changed was the delivery system that changed.
Sure, absolutely.
Like we're talking about today. And now that same function moves through newsrooms, feeds, creators, fake accounts, recommendation systems. It doesn't arrive looking like propaganda anymore, like the poster that we were just looking at. It arrives looking like fake news.
Right.
It arrives, well, not fake news, like real news. And it arrives looking like something that just appeared on your phone. And so one of the first places that the distortion starts and people think is the most safe, and maybe not so much anymore, is the mainstream media. And so when people hear misinformation, they think about websites, trolls, crazy posts online, but a lot of that distortion starts earlier than that. And so to understand, I always had this thought, like, why do these media companies, like the Fox, MSNBC, all these places, why do they lean the way they do? Why, let's stop asking the wrong question. It's the wrong question is like, why are they all just lying? The better question is like, who are they serving?
Yeah, because it's clear they work for somebody.
Yes.
Right? It's not just like, this operation, and we can talk about a little bit here. We talked about it a lot last night on stream, if y'all want to catch that. I mean, this is the most organic, free environment. Nobody tells us what to cover, what to do. I literally just walked in here.
Yeah.
Started doing a show, and you did as well. Of course, you prepped the deep dive, but it's all organic. It's all real. It's original. That's why people love what we do here on the network, and that's why people support InfoWars, support my dad.
Yep.
These people, they are literally just cut out for the government. That like you watch Sean Hannity, you might as well be watching like the Defense Department.
No.
Or something like tell you what they want you to think.
You're right. And you got to think about like, you know, what reality does the audience expect who's watching those? And we can pull up image number two that's going to show the breakdown of what people are watching in what space. So let's pull up the most watched news channels and you get to see the.
Is this the circle? Oh, no. Oh, no. I see. Okay.
So we've got Fox.
They got 29%. The nursing home in a chokehold, dude. They got a pile driver.
29%. You got CNN, 22%. You got CBS at 10%, NBC at 10%. We got ABC News at 8% and MSNBC at 7%. These are like the Trojan horses that most people watch. And so we actually saw that, you know, these networks are not just compelling for one shared national audience. They're serving different trust communities. And so let's pull up the next image, which is let's look at the trust in mass media and see it's just gone down.
Wow.
So we've got the blue line, which is Democrats. I guess they still just believe everything.
So 11% of Republicans have a great deal or fair amount of trust and confidence in mass media. And then Trump's coming out and signaling all the support for mass media. Not to bring it back to that.
No, you're good.
It's just incredible. 100% support me. Well, 90% think the people you back are fake news.
Yeah.
Wow.
Independents are sitting around 29%.
Wow.
And this is from 2023. So, like, again, these numbers probably went even lower.
Look at the Democrats, though. 58%. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, again, we've talked about this before. The Democrats are pretty united. I mean, they don't step out of line.
Yeah, it's a hive mind.
You know?
Yeah.
So Republicans kind of question everything. And so there was a Pew, which is a Gallup, which basically found that 57% of Republicans regularly get their news from Fox News, while 48% of Democrats regularly get their news from CNN. And, you know, these networks are not just reporting the events. They're packaging the events for different tribes. And so once an outlet becomes a home base for one tribe, it stops being about neutral information. And it starts being about like a world view delivery system.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't mean that every anchor is lying. But a lot of people inside of those institutions,
they're paid not to know.
Well, it's not just that. They actually believe the frame that they operate in.
Sure.
So like Jesse Waters goes on there. He's not just like going on there just spew. He's like in the system.
It's a military operation.
You know?
Like literally. It's a paramilitary operation. They're doing info war.
Yeah. And you spend enough time talking, you spend enough time behind the scenes, you adopt the ideology of the system that you're in.
Right, like a soldier doesn't know why he kills. He just kills because the government tells him to do it. Just in the same way these people spread propaganda because the government tells them to do it.
No, you're 100% right.
And that's not like a direct, like, you got to do this. It's all their friends. It's the influence network.
It is the influence network. And so, you know, the system pressure kicks in. So your audience who's actually watching your news channel, they expect a certain frame, then you kind of have to keep feeding it. And if your business depends on attention, right, conflict gets rewarded.
Sure.
And then if access depends on your insiders, you learn which lines cost you, like which lines you can't cross.
Yes.
And so a lot of the distortion happens before any lie is actually told. It happens through selection. It happens through what actually gets covered. It happens what gets buried and which facts become the headline and which facts become, you know, a paragraph 12. So it's like you look at it, a person who's going to do a news report is already filtering out as much information as possible.
Well, this thing they're putting up here, you might remember this from COVID. These are all the local news people that work for these big companies that you're just talking about with the attention capture over the market. They're all parroting the exact same, literally just the teleprompter speech.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here. That's the Mockingbird Media.
Yes. And so now we're getting to this new common, we're getting to a new age, right?
Right.
Where people are not trusting mainstream media anymore.
People are on their phone.
And now, yes, the phone and the feed have taken over. And so, you know, let's talk about the feed that blends reality on its own. And so social media doesn't just distribute information. It starts ranking that information.
Right, right.
Okay. And the ranking system is not asking, well, is this true? It's asking, did this get a reaction? And that's a key distinction. And let's pull up image number 4. That's going to show 54% of Americans actually are getting their news from social media today.
Wow.
And these are all of the...
I get my news from YouTube. Yep.
Yeah. So it's YouTube, it's Facebook, it's TikTok, it's X, it's Reddit, it's Snapchat, LinkedIn. If you're getting your news off Snapchat.
Getting your news off LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn, there's a demographic for that.
Interesting.
Especially if you're talking about like more business.
Okay.
Business aspects. People are creating like newsletters and things like that. And, you know, I just think about this, right? It's kind of hard to avoid it because people are looking for a new outlet to look at. And so more than half of Americans are now getting it. And from social media and for millions of people, the feed is actually, you know, how reality gets assembled for these people. And not just these people, it's everyone, okay?
Right.
So people say, you know, the algorithm just shows you what you like, and that's not the full picture here. The algorithm is not reflecting you, it's actually testing you. And this is the key distinction here, and I want you guys to pay attention. It throws content at you, and it watches what you do, and then it learns from a reaction, not a preference. And then once it finds a pattern that works, it escalates that pattern. And so it does not sound friendly. And so we've got a situation to where MIT, let me make sure I got my train of thought here. So MIT did this study where they verified true and false news stories.
Okay.
And the things that were shared on social media from 2006 to 2017. And what they found was that false information is 70% more likely to spread more than the truth. And wow, it spreads 6 times faster.
Mm.
And the reason is simple, because false information triggers a stronger emotional response, fear, disgust, surprise. And so the system rewards whatever gets the biggest reaction.
And that's the definition of rhetoric, is the emotional component of argument,
yes,
speech.
Remember, what was the word for 2025 of the year?
We covered this.
Rage bait. Rage bait was the number one word of the year that they go in each year and the dictionaries select a word. Rage bait has become its own term. And so the ideas that travel the best are not the calmest or the most accurate. They're the ones that hit harder. The anger, the disgust, the fear, you know, the tribal identity.
The dark side. Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so at once, the same kind of content just keeps showing up and your brain starts treating it like a real pattern. And so that is what we call an availability heuristic, where we stop judging what's common by real skill and you start judging by what comes to your mind fastest. And availability heuristic, I'm going to play this video and it's going to break it down. I need you guys to pay attention. We are all susceptible. I have also been prone to this. This is why I do the deep dive. This is the reason why I'm doing covering these things, right, so that I can reframe my mind. So let's go ahead and play video number one, where we talk about availability heuristic. This is a fallacy that we all fail to realize about ourselves.
In the 1970s, cognitive psychologists Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman researched how we make snap judgments and discovered one way smart people make dumb decisions. They found that people believe an event will be more likely to occur if they can conjure up examples or memories of it, especially if those examples are particularly vivid, scary, or awesome. So say you're in a casino and you win $2 at a slot machine. Suddenly, every flashing light and ringing bell in the place goes off, but when you lose, which is the vast majority of the time, it's just crickets. With all their lights and noise making, the casino makes sure that wins are super vivid and memorable, while losses just go away unacknowledged. That way, the next time you're standing there with $100 in your pocket, you're more likely to overestimate your chances of winning because the memories of winning are more striking. The more mentally available those memories are, the more it seems that it's going to happen again. This is known as the availability heuristic, and it can warp our judgments of people, too. If we keep remembering news footage that shows people of a given group shooting guns, that can shape our impression of the entire group, even if what we saw was only a tiny minority within that group. Essentially, we're great at fearing the wrong things. We worry about being killed in a plane crash or getting bitten in half by a shark or accidentally choking on a dumpling. Thanks to our brain's B-roll of horrific images, we come to fear what's actually very rare instead of worrying about much more common but less memorable ends like car accidents, cancer, and heart failure.
Okay, what do you think about that?
That's the key, you know, and that's how they all get us trapped in these false paradigms. We're worried about, you know, I mean, think about, ooh, the nuclear weapon. Even though that's not true,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
I keep having so many arguments where I tell people the probability that a nuke actually ever gets used is almost zero. And the reason is it's deterrence. The nuke was there to prevent wider wars from breaking out, right, because everyone's so afraid. And no one wants to mutually destroy themselves. Even if you talk about the Samson option and the Israelis and what they're willing to do, people also have to puff up their chest.
Sure. No, I totally agree. Another factor to all of this is that it's uncomfortable to think about like the gradual, very steep now decline that we're in as a country, yeah, and to actually think about the domestic things that we have to address to deal with that problem. It's much easier for people to think about like a Marvel movie of some sort of war or conflict that they can spend, yeah, all their political time on instead of actually trying to make things better here at home. And that's what I think the MAGA movement got trapped into.
Yes. Now
that's key. The good report.
You know, and it's going to keep getting better. We've got a lot still lined up, and each thing is just going to completely blow your mind. Right. And so this is the point at which I reveal the fact, the wrong fact, the lie that I slipped to you guys earlier. Can you take a guess where it was, Rex? Can you think about it?
I don't know. I'm dumb. I'm cattle. I failed.
Okay, let's pull up image number two again, the one with the news networks. Let's pull that one up. This was a lie, okay? So the picture was real, but the conclusion that I let your brain form was the problem. What this picture is showing you is it's a stat and a picture from 2015.
Oh, what's it now?
Who knows? But again, the way that I say it, the way I present it, you even had commentary on this. You were like, damn, 29%. That's crazy.
Right.
But again, I showed you something that was misleading, and it's that easy. It's that easy. When I, sure, speak with conviction, when I say I've got the facts here.
Just leaving out the context.
Yeah, and sure, I leave out the context. It's that easy. And so somebody could have taken this photo. They can go out and they can spread this to 20 more people. And those 20 more people, if it's shocking enough, that's how easy misinformation spread before people realize it's all about how I framed it. I made it seem like this was something that was happening in like 2025,
sure,
2026.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, let's look at this other thing here. you know, modern information is one thing that works, but we're also got to think about something that happened over time. Have you ever watched this video of this KGB agent that talks about
Yuri Bezmenov? Of course.
Yeah, I want to play this video, and this video is to give context. What he's saying in this video, it's not wrong, it's not right. We don't know the full extent, but these systems are in place. They did put out this campaign to break America in a non-conventional way.
Sure, and it doesn't have to just be them. They're doing it off of psychological principles that work for whatever group would want to do something like this. Do we have time to roll it, you think?
Probably not. We'll do that after.
Yeah. We'll do it into the next segment here, but I think this is key, and this is why we love to do the deep dives, is because, like, when you said, oh, I'm doing the deep dive on misinformation and propaganda, I was like, huh, what does that mean? But now you're getting into it, you're breaking down that key logical fallacy that we all fall victim to, where they try to rage bait. Literally, yeah. They try to use emotion to argue with rhetoric. And the key observation I make with that, when they're pushing propaganda, when they're pushing a war and they want people to go, they want Americans to go support killing people over there, what they have to do, because that's not a position based on fact, logic, or reason, there's no reason for us to be over there murdering people. What they have to do is they have to blend that sociopathic, parasitic desire with a legitimate, pure, honest emotion. They have to invoke that emotion in the recipient. That's how the magic spell works. So what that emotion is you don't care about the American soldiers that died in 1979.
Yep.
You don't care about the missile attacks on Israeli civilians. You don't want to invade. You don't want to help those people. And what that does to somebody that is a good person but ignorant and uninformed, they go, well, I don't want to kill civilians. I want to go protect our allies over there. We have to have boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And that sleepwalks us into World War III.
And as much as we debate people, as much as we call people out who have fallen to a certain level of propaganda, everyone,
sure.
I have fallen to propaganda.
Me as well. Myself. Everyone. Rex,
no one can say that they haven't.
Yeah.
But I don't blame the person for not understanding the hidden systems that operate behind the curtain. Nobody can. So I can't hate a person or, you know, I hate saying the boomer, but like, I can't knock on the person that just, again, this is how the system built. They did their job. They did a good job of giving the information in a way that was compelling. And so people just want to find out the truth, and they're going to go find and seek that out however they can, is what I'm seeing.
I want to revise my statement a little bit. I said we don't hate anybody. That's really true. We don't want to condemn anybody to death. We want everyone to live a long life and to be ultimately just to not be dead. We want that everyone to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the people on the right that are pushing the war, that are pushing the death and all this, I do actually hate them. I really do. And it makes me really mad because they know they're complicit in the system of propaganda that you're laying out here. We're going to be right back with the deep dive. I want to remind you guys, I want to tell you right now, we got the methylene blue tincture sale at 72% off. If you subscribe, that's $16.79 a month. Lock in for life as long as you stay subscribed. Deal won't last forever. You want to get that. You want to get the amazing zeolite, which is an amazing chelator. Helps with the heavy metals. It's a porous mineral. It helps pull things out of your body that maybe shouldn't be there. Really cool that we have that product now. I've looked into that for a while. I really do believe in it. I think it's great. We have the InfoWars cooler as well. Well, that's still around. That's $99.99. And then if you're a VIP member, you can get it for, I think, another $20 off. Really good deals at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep in mind, you need to support Alex in his fight. The best way to do that is to support Bigly, the sponsor, and to go to thealexjonesstore.com and to get the phenomenal deals offers available. Letting you know right now. Now, we'll be right back with the deep dive. Tim Dawkins, Rex Jones, breaking it down. See you soon.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins in here the final day to watch American Journal. And y'all are going to want to follow us on Gray Area Talks on X. But look at this. World's most powerful reset, President DJT. This just happened minutes ago.
This is the new propaganda, guys.
2 minutes ago.
Yep. This is what it looks like. That's why we're doing the deep dive.
Well, it's a white rabbit event, right? He's pulling another white rabbit out of his hat. It's just another attempt to distract, or it could mean a preamble to a total war. This is the thing. It's not fair to do this to us. We didn't vote for these jokes, you know, man.
And meanwhile, while all these things are happening, there are other countries that are actually behind the scenes fueling this entire argument, all the debates that we have.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and play video number two that talks about this Russian KGB agent. Now, while we watch this, what I want you to do is just take the video with a grain of salt. We can't confirm every single thing that he's talking about, but these were real systems that they put in place, and they had a real target to destroy the American
economy. Do your own research, make up your own mind, we indemnify
ourselves. But it does enhance the whole idea of what I'm trying to show here. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Think about that.
No,
the last part of that was the most critical that I wanted people to understand.
Sure. I mean, that's everything right there. And that's what we're worrying against right now. It's the demoralization. These people have been demoralized. They believe Trump is their savior, their only way out, the only true patriot. And anything he says, therefore, is not patriotic. Yeah. Including all his past supporters and all his past political platforms. That's how you can get people to support genocide.
Yeah. And by the way, that video was filmed in the 80s, guys. In the 80s.
I wanted to touch on something here that I think is important. So we talk a lot about the Cold War and about how the Cold War never really ended, about how we kind of declared victory. George H.W. Bush declared that we had won the Cold War, which he really never should have said. And yeah. It just kind of snowballed, started a whole series of bad events. NATO expansion, all of it. While that's happening, while just like the war hawk hatred of Russia remains and just gets more concentrated in Washington, you have in parallel, you have the entirety of academia, all of the experts, all of the students going in to be taught the language of HR information. You have all these people being raised on very, very hardcore left-wing socialist communist like Russian or USSR platform, basically, mm-hmm. right? But along the way, that got changed, that got mutated, and it became its own like weird, like I call it Portland, Oregon politics, right? Where it became its own American version of that thing. And now you have that monster, which is going to help, you know, in a weird way, it's going to help the establishment monster keep the people down.
Yep.
Because when the alternative system comes to be proposed, we need an alternative system. We look at the two-party system and go, Democrats don't help. Republicans don't help. We need something else. The hardcore leftist communists are going to come and say, oh, we have a solution. We've been talking about this forever. And the people that don't know anything about their own rights, don't know about their First and Second Amendment, and how those will be the first things to fall and be taken away. And, oh, don't worry. The state guard at the loving commune will take care of you. Don't worry. He's a black, gay, and trans, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's the concentration
howdy,
by
y'all.
Name. Seriously. But go ahead.
I'm here to save you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's
Little
like,
Nas X. Uh-oh.
Little Nas X comes to save the day. Now, it's just like, and I'll speed run through some of this stuff, but like the whole point is what Rex is talking about, and I agree with you, that far left also exists on the far right, and you take both of those medicines, they will lead you down a terrible path.
Sure.
Okay. So another thing that we need to understand about this whole situation is how it's playing out today. And, you know, what's changed is now the delivery of that.
Okay.
So let's look at video number three, which is about these fake Russian bot accounts, but also other countries who are trying to actively attack the minds of Americans. And again, we don't know the entire full scope of this, but there has been a lot of research that has gone into this, in which you have probably at some point in your life, it's not even an if,
definitely,
you have interacted with a bot of some sort. You may have had a conversation. You thought that person was real. Let's go ahead and roll number three.
Here are some highlights of how the troll campaign works. So each troll farm employee must make two different tiers of troll accounts. And in the first tier, you have to purchase 20 pre-existing Facebook accounts with pre-existing community memberships. So the second tier is newly created accounts that supports the first tier. And the second tier will follow businesses and local politicians. And they're instructed to join Facebook groups and make friends with real Americans. They must upload photos and statuses and life updates and news articles about things unrelated to politics a minimum of once every 3 days. Nowadays, it's safe to assume that the amount spent on troll farms and bots eclipses the 2016 election cycle. It's more rampant than it's ever been. But even back in 2016, when you go through the reports of the tiny sliver of things that have been proven to be Russian trolling, it's staggering. There are images, videos, posts, entire online campaigns that I personally remember seeing that ended up being 100% intentionally fabricated. If you're an American or European watching this, your political reality and memories are partially manipulated by the Russian government. Oh, and I know, I am very aware that at this point we are all accustomed to hearing the broken record of Russian interference. And depending on your politics, you either imagine Trump using propaganda to steal an election, or you imagine a giant hoax played out by the Democrats. And if you've paid attention to this video so far, contemplating the fact that there is no middle ground or compromise between those two things should hit you like a sack of bricks. It's also worth noting that virtually every populated country has a troll farm these days to try and manipulate their own affairs, including the United States. And while Russia is the proud leader in international psyops, Iran is suspected to have troll farms that are interfering with American politics as well. When people think of Russian misinformation, they associate it with Donald Trump. These troll farms were very involved in Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign. They were involved in Black Lives Matter accounts and Facebook pages and white supremacist rallies.
Yeah. They're real bot farms. And the thing that you have to pay attention, every single country has this system where they are trying to push out a narrative and disrupt the average person in that country. And you can see how quickly this becomes a mess. And now that you have AI into the equation, you can turn the acceleration on these fake accounts, these
sure,
bot farms, the coordinated posting, the network, the synthetic outrage, right?
It's another form of scamming, and scamming's, yes, becoming more effective.
Right. And so it's not random chaos all the time. Everyone asks, like, why do I feel like every single day I go on an app or I'm on the internet and it just feels so negative, right? And it's organized exploitation of the system that was already optimized for conflict. And so a fringe narrative can look mainstream.
Right.
But a fake movement can look organic. And so a hate campaign can look normal, like it's public opinion and that this is real and those things. And so that's why you start seeing, you know, a lot of the rhetoric that comes out against different groups, whether it's white people, whether it's black people, mm-hmm, whether it's Indians, whether it's Muslims.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Each one has its own campaign, whether it's,
well, that's
Jewish,
a great way to get people angry and excited all the time and,
right,
focus on something that's not real news.
And so the one thing I'm sure a lot of people are watching this on is X. We got to talk about X, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let's go ahead and roll number four here, because X is also very susceptible to bot accounts right now.
This video is going to attempt to give you a useful and complete answer to a very valid question. When you're browsing, engaging, or debating with political content on Twitter or X, roughly what percentage of those interactions are not with a real person? Over the last 10 years, how often were you literally talking to bots or people pretending to be your American or Western European neighbors working in this office building, a massive troll farm in St. Petersburg, Russia? We're going to explore who you've been interacting with, what tools they're using, and how much they're being paid to do it. And we're even going to look at some guidelines that a fake social media user has to follow when interacting with you. Most importantly, we're going to go very deep into understanding how misinformation works and why it's a thing. This video is going to be f***ing wild, so let's just get on with it.
I think I only want to cover like 2253, but it's okay. We'll speed run through this. Basically, what he's talking about in this video is that a third of the accounts on X are actually bots. A third. And that means that's somebody that you're interacting with. Now, you can kind of argue what it is or what it's not, but at the same time, they also did a study. And Elon Musk has been complaining about this lately as well. But like for, I think it was like a campaign of some sort where they were doing commercials. It was like $70 billion went to like these bot campaigns that had nothing to do with a real product or a real service.
Wow.
So when I highlight these things, I highlight them so that people are aware. You cannot believe everything in a vacuum, and not everybody has your best interest in mind. They're just doing their job, whatever system told them.
Sure.
And the system's getting out of control. And so now, instead of these, you know, mainstream media and these type of things, people have turned to creators instead. And so you've got a lot of, you know, people left traditional media because they thought independence creators would be, you know, the better alternative and would be more honest and less filtered. But I mean, they didn't escape the pressure. I mean, they entered a different type of pressure system. And so in that world, attention is currency. You've got watch time, you've got clicks, you've got retention, you've got virality. And so the changes is what stories get rewarded. And so most, you know, it's not to the most proportionate ones, it's ones that hit.
Right.
And so this is why creator style journalism can feel more real while being more distorting. And I'm just going to show you what I saw is not neutral. Creators still frame it. They do a framing. And so I'm here today. You're going to say, well, I'm an independent person, but
right.
I know where my conscience is at and what I'm trying to do as I am trying to give value to the marketplace. One thing that I have told Rex explicitly, and you'll remember this conversation, I said, I'm not interested in selling my soul. I have a real message to give to people. I have a real need for people to wake up and understand. This is the whole ethos of who I am and why I do these deep dives. And so one of those people that I got to talk about, and he's not just like the only person doing this. There's a lot of people, and he's done some good journalism. You've heard of Tyler Oliveira, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Oliveira has blown up significantly over the last 5 years. Whether you like him, whether you dislike him, I like a lot of his videos. I think he does a phenomenal job piecing things together. But he is a perfect example of independent journalism in which you frame for virality and you let people form their own conclusions without giving them the full story. And that's where it gets tricky and that's where it gets wrong and that's where you see a lot of anger surface. So if you remember, Tyler did a video on Indians and the poop throwing festival. It was all over the internet. Do you remember that?
Yeah. The festival is real, is
right?
It not?
So yeah, let's I'm going to clarify. This isn't me like being like people are like, oh, you're an Indian lover. No, I'm giving you an example of something that was taken out of context. So let's go ahead and play number five of Tyler Oliveira at the Indian festival. Let's go ahead. And
That's me at a poop throwing festival in India, where the villagers spend 6 months collecting cow poop and celebrate the end of Diwali by throwing it at each other and rubbing it on their skin.
I'm sinking! I'm sinking! I'm sinking!
Yeah.
That is like the craziest footage you could get.
No, it is crazy
it's
footage.
It's like the craziest. You know, he's wearing like the white suit.
Yeah.
To like and, more contrast.
And he's not lying about the fact that this event exists. He went there. It's a real event and that matters. But, you know, and it's not the footage is fake or anything like that. You know, it's the point at which what he's trying to get the audience to think. And so Tyler is kind of framing this tiny local ritual and it feels like a statement about India itself. And so this festival is called Goraba, and it's tied to this like border village between these two locations, Karnataka and Tamil. Okay. And we can pull up the image on a map and I can show you guys where this is in India. And again, this is an example. Tyler is not the only person doing this. You can see it's the small area, the small region out of India. And so, you know, in the last available census, it puts the population of this village about 2,745 people. And India's current population is about 1.47 billion. And so this village makes about 0.00019% of the country.
So I think what you're saying here is you're like, look, they had this sect here doing this thing.
Yes.
It's not the whole country.
Yeah, so that was the confusion. And it was never clarified at any point.
You might disagree with some points, but I can agree with that. That does make sense.
So that's the whole reason. It's about the framing. It's not about me being like, Tyler's the worst thing since sliced bread. I think being misleading is disingenuous in itself. And he's not the only one guilty. There's a lot of creators that will do that because the story is interesting. It's cool. And if you get to say, well, you know, this thing happened in India and people are putting poop on themselves, there's a whole billion plus people that are pissed off about this because they're like, we don't like this stuff. We don't participate in it. It's not sanitary. We don't believe in it. It's the small rural village that decided to do this. And so this doesn't just pertain to just India. It's like a lot of different countries, a lot of different people. You know, the same thing happens to white people, black people, whatever race you name it, where things get taken out of context. And all I'm trying to do is shed light on these situations and how people report them.
You want to play clip four? We have it.
What?
We have the timestamp that you wanted from earlier.
Oh, no.
If you don't, it's cool.
No, we might play it at the end. So, I mean, look, the creator doesn't have to say this represents the whole country. He just has to say something shocking and then leave the scale and the vague context to let the viewer make up the conclusion on their own. And so this isn't just about one creator. It's about the system that rewards the format, the rare anomaly, the high disgust, the minimal context, the fast audience conclusion. And so, you know, at the same time, what my whole point of this show here is, I want you guys to start filtering things through your, you know, permeable brain in which we all are susceptible to things. And so we've got to create a filter for ourselves and ask four questions before we really think about things. It's what's real here? What's the scale or context that is missing? What emotion is this trying to trigger? And who benefits if I walk away with the most extreme interpretation of the situation? And so one more thing that I want you guys to take away from this conversation. We have this thing called Occam's razor. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. The simplest solution to the problem is, or explanation for the problem is usually correct.
And I'll clarify. So when you're comparing explanations and what Rex is saying is true, the simplest one, the one that requires the fewest assumptions, is often most likely. And so people sometimes spin elaborate theories. They explain events. They ignore that random chance or straightforward causes are more probable, right? And so that will not hold true every single time, this theory, this principle. But sometimes there really are, you know, there really are hidden systems at work and things that need to be exposed. And it's not always just black and white in the straightforward situation.
And that's why we do the gray area on Thursday and Sunday, 7:30, 10:30. You want to be there.
Yes.
Seriously, because more deep dives like this are always coming and we get a guest. And here's the thing, the development of the deep dive. What you just laid out here was super high level. I wasn't even expecting it. I was expecting a lot more like anecdotal examples. When you get into Yuri Bezmenov and the demoralization and all of it, we see it laid out right in front of us, folks. And if you want to see a lot more stuff like this, go to Gray Area Talks right now, Thursday and Sunday. We are live there. Yeah. We do this for you. Tim does it for you. He loves it. We all love it. I always learn something. And people come and they say, I already knew all that. And it's like, okay, well, first off, you didn't. And then second off, it's good to review information and keep it in your head. When was the last time you learned all of it? Five years ago? I learned something new every single time we do a deep dive, and I'm super happy about that one.
So. There's a reason why I wore the shirt today. It wasn't to sit here and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to plug the show. No.
We must plug more!
No. The reason why I wore this shirt is because this is my embodiment of what I believe in. The reason why I said, Rex, I think we should name this the gray area is because I realize that everyone looks at everything binary, black and white. Like sure. somebody reports something, it's either this or that. Sure. No. It's all about nuances, and it's about the gray area in which two things can actually exist and be true at the same time. At the end of the day, Rex, I was taught early on by a lot of people who were also propagandized that I needed to hate you.
Right.
That the white man was the reason why everything was bad and why I couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Okay. This is my own anecdotal, and I know we're coming up on a break, but people of every single race have been super generous to me over my lifetime. I grew up in very like heavy white affluent towns, and the people there were just the nicest, the kindest people. And I was outside of this bubble. I was outside of this bubble, and I realized I have no beef with you.
Sure.
But there is a whole community in which they propagandize, you know, even the African Americans to hate the white people.
Sure.
It's the same thing on the other side. There's a whole demographic of people that are like, well, as the white man, we've got to hate the black people. We got to hate these other races. And it's in every single race. And I want to stop the madness.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think that's a powerful message. We all agree. We're all Americans. We're all here for a reason. And we got to support each other and lift each other up, not tear each other down. And it's time to move past that Hegelian dialectic. What you just talked about, that logical fallacy. What was it called again?
You're talking
the availability
about,
heuristic.
Yeah, availability heuristic.
We got to move past that. We got to evolve. I'm going to do another plug here, but it's not going to be a typical plug that you've expected. Can we pull up 50%off.com? I want to tell you guys right now, if you're an InfoWars listener, you're listening to the show for a very long time. I'm a supplement white labeler, formulator. I have a manufacturing facility up in Denton, and I have a shipping center out in Leander. I reformulated and recreated Knockout Sleep Support. If you want Knockout Sleep Support, the same formula you know and love from back in the day, hundreds of thousands of units sold. People, I've taken this for like 10 years straight. Basically, this product's been available. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support reloaded under a new brand, a new label, the 50%off.com label with added magnesium, added GABA, and added L-theanine to it. You're going to want to go get that. Subscribe to it. It would mean a lot to me. If you want to support me and the work I'm doing, if you want to help me pay my rent, to be honest.
Hey, guys, this awesome. I'll just say he works extremely hard. People try to call you Nepo baby. They try to say all these different things. They don't know what's happening.
Well, I'd love to be a Nepo baby. These people just destroyed our careers and took us off the internet and sued us. And then we got to deal with all these people existing in our space when we were the pioneers of it.
Yeah.
So if you want to support the pioneership, you want to support American entrepreneurship, American business, then go to 50%off.com. Check out the deals I have on there available for you. But I have Knockout Sleep Support. I have Brainforce Ultra as well. But thank you so much. We're going to be right back after the break talking more about the deep dive, some breaking news updates, and taking your calls after the break.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available for our sponsor, thealexandstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I thank you for your support.
I'm